was. Tell the people what's that word? Poetic words you just said.
The poetic words.
Yeah, tell them about stuff.
I don't know about poetic, but I'm just saying, when I was in the hospital, the motherfuckers told me, yo, if you want to move rooms, just let us know. So, all right, cool. I'm cool with him. Because I thought the dude was cool. I get in the room with him. He's shitting at himself on purpose. Because I heard the physical therapy lady came in and she goes, you could walk. You've been walking for the last 3 months. Why you still want us to bathe you and all that? You could walk. And he just kept making up excuses. So I'm like, oh, this motherfucker could walk? And you just want people to come in? So every night I have to listen to him shit himself and stink up the whole room.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm trying to zone out and just hear my music and chill and watch some shit all night.
That's another, so bad. Another I'm grown sorry, man yo.
Over shitting himself. Nah, if you can't help
just
it.
Just because he wanted to.
Yeah,
just
because he wanted it, to. If you can't help it, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, this is different.
But if you can go, the totally lady told him. The lady said, yo, you know you can go to the toilet.
Why are you not going to the toilet?
Yeah, like, fuck it. And he thought he was on some fly shit because the chicks are coming in.
During the day, did you ever, like, turn to him and be like, yo, what the fuck is with this shit in your pants, man?
No, we had a conversation. What happened was, we're talking. So, I said, the lady said you can go to the bathroom. Because, no, what happened was, he apologized. One day, it was middle of the daytime. He shit it. Then he apologized to me, though. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I know we share a room. I forgot what he said. But he's like, basically apologized. So I was like, yo, but they said you can go to the bathroom. So why don't you go in the fucking bathroom? He was like, no, they're lying. I can't go to the bathroom. I was like, no, they said you could walk. What are you talking about? It's like, nah, fuck out of here. Like, nah. I was like, yo, for real. Don't do that shit again. So he went and told motherfuckers on me. And said I was threatening them. I didn't threaten you. I just said don't do that again. I didn't say I'm gonna do something to you.
Yo, I just said
don't do it again. That's not a threat. I said don't do that again. Cause I'm a grown man. I don't want to be in the room with another grown man shitting when he don't have to.
Exactly.
Go to the bathroom like I do. Like there's a toilet right there, son. So he's like, I'm sorry. And the next night, he did the same shit again. So like, that's when I went to the nurses. I said, yo, y'all got to move me right now. It's like, for real, because I'm not playing this shit. It's like, this motherfucker thinks it's funny. I was like, I can't sleep when the whole room smells like shit. So like, he takes the shit. And even after y'all clean it up, it smells like shit all night.
Yo, it lingers. Shit, yeah.
Like, he shit all night.
You don't just get rid of that. No,
I'm in there sleeping with the blankets on my head.
Oh.
I have my headphones on and the blankets on my head.
Is that even sanitary to be like breathing in shit and particles? Because
they put this little curtain. You know the little curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, that curtain don't do shit.
Yeah, it just
ain't new shit.
Oh,
this motherfucker shit in his pants on purpose.
Oh,
I was like, yo, if y'all don't move me, I'm going to say I'm going to fuck him up. It was like, for real. It was like, I'm not playing it because that's not funny. It's like, he can go and he don't want to.
That's like,
yeah.
That's
cool. I was like, yo, if you can go and you just do it on purpose, that's not cool.
Yo, it's so a lot
like,
of them.
I'm
going to
fuck you up, yo. I was like, I'm not playing with you.
A lot of them got these shit fetishes, yo.
Yo, well, I'm sorry. I'm not doing for the shit fetish. Because, yo, I'm telling you, I got a fuck you up fetish.
Boy,
I was like, yo, I'll beat your ass. So, yo. I'm a peaceful dude, but if you do some fuck shit, it's like, yo, nah.
Word.
I'm trying to be cool with you, but you doing some shit like that. Nobody wants to smell shit on me.
Nah.
I'm trying to eat. This is the same mind you. We eat in the same room.
Yo.
So I got to eat all that shit, and the whole room smells like shit. I don't really want to eat. My appetite is gone now.
Nah, it's like dude said.
My guests come to visit me,
word,
or whatever. They smell like shit. Like,
think it is you.
Yeah, like, nah, I just explained. Every time somebody come, I got to explain. Like, nah, this dude over here don't want shit. Cause, you know what I mean? I gotta explain it every time.
It's the best.
Motherfucker walk in the room and like,
what's going on here?
Trust me, I feel you. I know. Trust me, I know. So I tell him, like, yo, y'all gotta get me out of this room.
Yo,
like,
how old
like
was this
ASAP.
Dude?
Oh, he was older. He was in his 50s at least. And I'm like, yo, stop. And I had a conversation with him. And he tried to apologize. But I was like, okay. But once he apologized, I thought he would stop. But he apologized and kept doing it. Why you apologize if you gonna keep going? Yeah, he apologized.
No, he said.
I don't remember exact words, but I do remember him saying, like, he said something like, I didn't mean to do that. Like, I heard. I didn't mean to offend you.
It's like they got the same line.
Yeah, it was like
it's like to catch a predator. some fuckery.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, I don't need an apology. You know what you're doing. You know that we're in the same room.
Word.
And you know you're taking a shit. You know I'm gonna smell that shit. And you know he's just doing the toilet.
Yo, he just does it laying in the bed.
Yo, yeah, just chill.
Up towards the ceiling.
Yo, I remember I used to hear the nurses come in, right? And they'll be like, yo, the nurses that come take give him a shower.
Yeah.
They'll say like, yo, you want to go to the bathroom real quick? You want to use the bathroom before we shower you?
Right.
He's like, nah, I'm okay.
Do it in the shower.
And then they'll say, okay, I'll be right back. And then when they leave, he just shit himself. I'm sitting over here watching TV, whatever, chilling, and I can just hear him over there. Shit himself. Crazy. Yo. Like, motherfucker just asked you. Yo. Like, you over there shitting yourself like it's all good. Over there watching NBA finals and shit. Shitting your pants. You know what I mean? So all I hear is NBA commentary and the motherfucking shitting at the same time, son. No. He used to be like, oh, hey. He used to be saying some crazy shit. He's doing ad libs. Motherfuckers doing ad libs, son. Motherfuckers doing ad lib shitting, son. He's ad libbing his shit. Alex, whoa.
He got some bugged out.
I'm like, yo, are you over there shitting or freestyling?
Yo, what the fuck is name, doing? Yo?
Oh, dude, Leonard. I won't forget his name. Leonard. Shout out to Leonard. Shit, I bet you still shitting yourself right now.
Yo.
Fuck out of here.
Still at the hospital, yo.
I don't care where you are now. Yo. Fuck out of here. He's mad disrespectful with that bullshit. Shitting himself all day, just like not giving a fuck.
That's a shame, yo.
I went through that for like 2 nights in a row, and I said, nope, get me out of this room. It's like, now. For real. I was like, because I'm going to fuck him up, because this is some bullshit. It's like, yo, yeah, I'm like, no, we'll find you. Word. They moved me quick.
What hospital was
this? This is when I was in Chicopee Gardens.
Word. Oh, over there on Memorial Drive?
It's over near the Turnpike. Near Chicopee State Park.
What? Oh, it's on Mazzot Park?
No, Chicopee State Park. Like, you know, coming off the highway, and there's like where they got the Ford man at, the old Ford man statue, the guy.
Nah, I don't know.
The Plantation Inn is over there.
Oh, you talking about
when you come off the highway.
Yeah, but storage rooms is that? I mean, you all storage is that?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Over there, then they got the bowling alley.
If you come up the highway.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure.
Word.
But it's probably the same shit.
Word, yo.
That's yo, I tell him. So listen, because I'm like, yo, I already knew I had to be there. They said you got to be here 30 days, right? So I'm like, if I got to be here a month, I'm not doing a month with him. Like, no. I can't do this for a month. It's been already 2 days. It's like, hell no. It's like, this is not working. I was like, nah, especially when I know that he can't, that he can help it. He's just doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck that. I was like, no, move me, please.
Word.
So he said, yo, we'll move you. I was like, no, today though. He's like, hey? I was like, no, for real, because if not, it's going to be an issue. I was like, no, today. I said, listen. I said, yo, I'm going to fuck him up. I was like, I'm not. I'm finally gone. But I was like, yo, I'm going to end up fucking him up. I'm not playing with y'all. And he's like, no, okay, we'll take care of it. So,
You get him before you shit or after you shit?
Mm-hmm.
You mess him up before you shit or after you shit?
This is right after the last time.
Word.
Right after the second time. I went up there. I said, yo, listen. And they said, oh, we understand. Because apparently I wasn't the first guy. They was like, yo, he had other roommates and nobody wanted to be in the room with him.
Yeah.
So, of course not.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So why the fuck y'all put me in the room with him?
You black dude, they was trying to make
it. No, that's what happened. No, that's real. Because when I first got there,
yeah.
there was more than one empty bed.
Word.
They put me in a room with this old white dude.
Word.
Then after 5 minutes, somebody came and said, oh, we got another room for you. that you'll probably like better.
Yeah. That dude,
like better.
That dude has held some weight in that.
And you know, all it was a black guy.
Word.
So I was like, oh, y'all trying to put us, y'all trying to segregate us.
Word.
You thought, oh, you think I like this room better because he's a black guy.
Yeah.
But actually, he ended up being the worst shit ever.
That's the dude that was sitting on
the... Yeah, the black guy.
Yo.
They said, oh, we got room for you that'll be better. I think it'll be better for you. So, okay. They put me in there with him.
Yo.
So what happened was eventually when I complained, they put me right back in the other room
that I originally was in with this other white dude who was mad cool.
Word.
And didn't care and didn't bother me. It was cool as fuck.
Word.
Which is where I was in the first place. But they tried to move me on some, oh, we'll put you over here with the black guy. I was like, man, I don't care. Don't do that to me. Don't put me, oh, put you with the black guy. So, shit. I was like, they don't have to do it. I said, I'm going to kill this dude. Word. I'm going to physically kill this man if y'all leave me here with him.
Yo.
Away with that bullshit.
That like was I said, summertime too. Damn.
Yo, I said, yo, he was like, you better knock that shit off. I was like, what you tell me, well, because oh, we got a better room for you, better room, guy, because you want, you think automatically, because we're both black, that we automatically be happy together. He's like, do you know how many black people I don't like?
You gonna say
you gonna hear about some race shit? Get the fuck away from me.
They expect you to be on some kumbaya,
yeah,
type thing. Yo, you over there shitting, brother? It's all love.
Yeah, I was like, no. I was like, yeah.
Black love.
I told him straight up. I was like, yo, I will fuck him up. I was like, I'm not trying to be a troublemaker, but if you leave me in there, I'm not tolerating that, because now that I know that he can go to the bathroom, he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah,
I'm not sleeping in the room with that shit.
Nah.
Like, you do it on purpose? He gonna sit up there just chilling, watching NBA on TNT, and just shitting up a storm? Eating snacks and shit? You know what I mean? I'm supposed to just be up there like, oh, it's all good? It's like, no. Move me before I fucking kill this dude.
The dude is bugging, yo.
Like they was wild.
That's the worst thing.
They put me in that position just because he's black. Slide in. I was like, yo, that was some stereotype shit. It's like, oh, we got a better room for you. Better why? Because you put me with a black guy?
Yeah.
Well, you just think we automatically get away. I get along with everybody in the world if we're the same race.
Yo.
Like, so what? We both black guys. Nice, this is the worst roommate ever had, actually.
Yo.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you just fucked me up, put me in that room. Get the fuck away from this guy before I kill him. I was like, this dude over here just farting up a storm, laughing, thinking everything's cool. There's nothing cool about you shitting yourself on purpose, son. You shitting yourself on purpose. That's not cool.
You need the helmet thing.
It's nothing cool about this.
You gotta wear a helmet when you get around certain people.
Yo, he's doing all types of foul shit. I used to see him. All types of foul shit. Like, he'll throw some shit on the floor because he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So he'll throw mad shit on the floor and then ring for the nurses to come. Oh, help me pick this up. But he threw it on the floor on purpose.
Yo, that's like how this
like
dude
I see
was.
Him doing it.
Yeah, that's like, how fuck out that's it. How this dude was. I used to take care of with the fetish, yo. Just to drop things on purpose. Yeah. Things
dude did that shit when my mom was there one time.
What?
My mom was there one time visiting when he did that, right?
Yeah.
And he did that fuckery. So my mom saw him do it. My mom was going to go pick the shit up. He said, no, you pick it. No, you pick that shit up. Like, fuck that dude. Yeah, fuck that dude. I was like, nah, hell no.
I
was like, hell no, fuck out of here. And every time we talk and have a conversation, he would just jump in the conversation. Stick his head. He was going to put the curtain, right? Yeah, well, the curtain and just jump in and say something.
Like, what's
I'm like,
movie?
Yo, ain't nobody talking. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, what's the movie? With dude was peeking through the door. The Shining.
Shining?
Yeah.
In the bathroom door?
He was doing more
peeking. Yeah, definitely more peeking, but I ain't talking. Yeah, he was doing that type of shit. And I was like, yo, listen. He's like, yeah, it's like I always tell people. It's like, you don't understand. Like, with me, it's like, I'm your best friend or your worst enemy.
Word.
It's up to you. You make that choice.
Yeah.
If you do something foul to me, I won't make it like miserable. It's fuck you till your dad die. You do something foul to me.
Word. You can't forgive?
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
Hold on.
Let's that's a nope. Nothing you can say is going to change that. I like to hear your argument, but nothing you can say is going to change that.
No, I don't argue.
Yo, that's a note.
It's midnight already.
Once you screw me over, fuck yourself.
Yo,
it's midnight already.
What about different levels of being screwed over?
But this is a special case.
Word.
Is there screwed over levels that you can forgive?
It depends. Yeah.
Situational
levels,
shit?
Yeah, those levels. Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely levels.
Yo, shout out to my girl, man. I know she tired of me having these long nights out.
Shout out to the girl.
Shout out to your girl, man.
So bring her next time, then.
We're going to do that.
Just bring.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Say you always welcome. So
that's it.
Kids, bro.
You know what I mean? So, ain't nobody doing that.
Like our Birdie back saying,
we ain't doing, we're chilling. No tricks over here. We ain't in fifth alarm.
Nope.
AKA Stretch Mark Factory.
Chicks with tattoos with bullet. They got tattoos around their bullet wounds.
Bullet.
They had a one leggy.
I'm more of a Teddy B guy, man.
Teddy B, he's back.
I've never been in a strip club.
Wait, ever?
Nah.
Like, no strip club?
Nah, nah. Wait,
you never been to a strip club, period?
Nah.
Nowhere?
Nope. Because I've always been hard on hoes.
Yo, how in the fuck?
No,
hard on hoes.
Yo, because I'm
wait,
like...
Wait, you never been to a strip club?
Never. Because I didn't want to,
Okay. You never been to a strip club?
Yeah, by choice.
Because you're against...
Okay, wait, wait. You said by choice?
Yup.
Yeah. Okay, by bad choice, though.
No, this is a moral choice. I don't like...
Wait, hold on. Do you eat McDonald's?
Yeah, yeah. What?
Okay, you never in a strip club? Fuck out of here.
Nah.
I can't respect that.
Nah.
Because McDonald's is way worse to your health than strip clubs are.
Yo, strip club.
You eat McDonald's, but you don't go to a strip club?
No. Apples.
Yo, I never wanted to be throwing money...
You don't throw money. You this is the secret. You sit next to the motherfucker throwing the money.
But that's the thing.
If trust me, I've done it 1,000 times. You sit right next to the dude who's throwing the money, and you get the same show he's getting.
Yeah.
I did it all the time. Yeah. Next day, I'm like, yep.
They don't ever call you on your shit.
I got called out before one time, but most time I didn't. Once in a while, you throw one dollar here. But let him do
I don't know, my thing is, if you ain't fucking, you only can see so many naked girls, then it gets boring.
But I'm just saying, when a motherfucker says he never been, that's curious to me.
Nah, yo.
That's scary to me.
Yo.
Like, never? Like, no, what the fuck?
Nah.
You should go to Fifth Arm right now.
Nah.
You should go right now.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, you should just leave. Fuck y'all. We're going now.
What age?
I've been going to strip since I was 18.
I know, but what age is this cat that said he's never been to fucking nothing?
We talking about me.
Yeah.
I told you about
you?
Yeah.
You? I thought it was a hypothetical person.
No, he never been to a strip club.
Let's go now. Let's go. I'm so down.
See, you never been.
Let's roll through. Let's do it.
I got a good woman at home.
28.
Okay.
Listen.
This is no problem. No problemo.
Listen. I'm gonna tell you about that. And I can't judge everybody because everybody's different. But most women.
I'm excited.
Most women will be okay with you going.
As long as you don't go in the back room. Nah. My girl will throw the juju.
Just don't go in the back room.
My girl will throw the juju on me.
Or you bring her with you.
Nah. I don't like Shan.
Shan wants you to eat, right? So y'all both go.
Nah.
Or just don't go in the back room.
Nah, my girl Haitian. She ain't with her.
You go Haitian?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know. Yep. Haitian over
there, yep. Yeah, so, you know. I love my girl too.
Never mind. I said none of that. Never mind. Nope. Serpent in the rainbow.
Serpent in the rainbow. What that mean?
You never saw the movie?
I like that.
Oh, watch that. It's a true story by Wes Craven. True story.
Y'all talking about Haiti. Y'all talking bad about my woman.
No, not. We're just saying be careful fucking with Haitian women.
Nah. Yo, this is recording.
Yes, we know.
Yo.
Yeah, you never said worse. You said way worse on this podcast.
Whoa.
You said way worse on this podcast. You definitely said way worse on this podcast before.
Yo.
For sure.
Yo.
I'm just saying. Shout out to my Haitians. Shout out.
Yeah,
man. Yep, shout out. Don't eat no soup that Haitian makes you.
No.
Unless y'all on good terms.
I do.
Is y'all on good terms?
It's good. No yeah, we on good terms.
Okay, then eat. Then we good then.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Schmick.
This motherfucker's going outside for a cigarette break again.
Oh my
I'm
god.
I'm start questioning if you smoke cigarettes or not.
Huh?
What are you
talking about?
How long are these cigarettes? Are they like this big? Like,
Are you smoking deuces?
Yeah.
How are you going out that often? First of all, I don't got hundreds.
Yeah, I smoke a few jacks here.
If you're gonna smoke, smoke all the way. Smoke hundreds.
Then I'm out there longer. You know what I'm saying? What, I don't know. What time is it? I think I'm doing good. I think I'm doing good. Fuck y'all. You ain't a cigarette smoker. You know what I'm saying?
I used to be. Come on.
Don't judge me. My cigarette allotment.
No, you're on the podcast. You're getting judged.
Huh?
You're on the podcast. You're getting judged.
By the podcast?
Yeah.
By the mass population?
You're getting judged.
Oh, you're right. Well, you know. We agree to disagree with the podcast.
End of the year awards are coming soon, though.
Am I going to get a Razzie? I'm going to get a freaking...
No. We're doing the best of the year type shits, and then we're doing Eat a Dick Awards.
I don't want to eat a dick one.
You don't want to be nominated either. Make sure you don't get nominated.
No, we already got some...
Do your best and don't get nominated.
We already got some nominations.
I got plenty of nominations. I got winners in my mind.
Okay, so I'm going to nominate some people too.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
It's going to be interactive. Let's go.
You can start right now to nominate. We'll figure out what.
Yo, we need to add that to the group, yo.
The Facebook group?
Yeah, nominate. Let's give it. You got some random off the head?
Nominates? No.
Yeah, see?
Let me think, though. Nah. I got to focus here. I'm drunk, you know, I'm fucking high. I've been hitting that.
One more cigarette break, you will get a new nomination.
Huh? Why? For serious? Come on. I need an awesome nomination.
Yeah, you think your cigarette break's like a motherfucker. It's like,
Dude, I feel like this is a fucking Twilight Zone or something.
Me too.
One cigarette? Like,
me too.
Dude,
this is like the seventh.
All right, check it. Yeah, in seven hours. We've been here, grinding the midnight oil.
Yo.
Do you know what the midnight oil means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
We had our nose to the grindstone. We're working.
What does midnight oil mean?
Dude, it's an oil at midnight, man.
Exactly.
The work.
Don't smoke your cigarette, son.
The oil.
You hear?
The work.
There ain't nothing you got to.
As long as you know, this is unedited. As long as you know, this is unedited. So you know this goes up exactly how it sounds.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care about that.
All right. Yeah. So tomorrow, no text when you say, yo,
Take that down.
Yeah. I'm be like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Why would I say that?
Look out of here.
No, this is fucking the word of God coming through even, like, you know?
Why do you still look like MC Search with a trench coat on?
I don't think I look like MC.
Tell me you look like.
I feel like that's
what I'm talking about. Wait, put the glasses back on. Tell me you look like MC Search.
I don't really like that at all.
Wait, look at it real quick.
I don't really like
it. Do it real quick. Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yo.
Look at this cactus like a super third
Pop
base.
Goes the weasel.
Third base of the motherfucker, yeah. Okay. Yo, I only got one question.
Yeah.
Where's Prime Minister P. Nice at? Where's P. Nice?
I don't know.
Why'd you sign Nas?
Why's my son Nas?
Why'd you sign Nas?
My son is Nas.
Why'd you sign Nas?
Love is strange.
You said, what's my son Nas? Nas your son?
No, hold on. Have you seen the movie Cloud Atlas?
Yes, okay. I love that movie.
That's why my son is Nas. All right?
No, because I've seen that movie.
It's destiny.
That sounds like a good idea, but it doesn't make sense.
Transcendence?
No.
Okay, what was your other question? Something about...
You just asked one question.
Starlift.
What the hell is
Starlift? My second question was, how twisted are you?
Twisted?
Yeah.
Very twisted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, this is the first time I'm sober.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Compared to normally, yeah. Normally he'd be fucked up by now. So he's like, you took his place.
Yeah.
Normally, but in the podcast, he's fucked up.
This time I'm bad. I just kept
you,
everything.
You over here leaning.
I'm leaning. I am.
You're like leaning, for real. It's like, okay, nah, don't let me stop you, though. Go ahead. We got to talk about something real quick, though. But make your last quick.
We do?
Six, yeah. Okay. Make a quick one real quick.
I'm feeling
real
tired. Quick.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
feeling like I might be like...
Or you could just skip it and let us finish up.
No,
I don't think I'll skip it.
We could talk on the porch. What about that?
we already made that agreement.
Son, we all didn't bring our trench coats.
Dude,
so it's only for you. I forgot my trench coat.
It's a peacoat, I think. I think it's a peacoat.
I forgot my trench coat.
I feel like trench has a weird connotation.
Oh, because it's kind of mine?
Something like that. So, I don't know. Yeah. I can't put my finger on it.
He got on the retro Columbine joint.
The throwback Columbine. Throwback Thursday.
This is from the throwback Columbine collection. I didn't say that shit. Hold on.
The old killer and the new killers. Yes.
This is the last episode of the Barbershop Talk.
Ooh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yo. This motherfucker modeling the new joint. Colorbind collection.
Copycat.
Colorbind collection.
Who's buggy, yo? You looking like MC Search.
It's like MC Search with the Colorbind.
Yeah, yo.
Yo. It looked like MC Church went to Colorbind Eye to promote the album.
Yo, so took pictures of him wearing the trench coat with the. No, you know, he looked like a white Humpty.
This motherfucker wanna go on the Inspector Gadget coat. In black.
The dude got the rerun jacket on from What's Happening.
He just need the hat though.
Yeah, when he had the camera.
Like, give him the hat.
Yeah, when he had the recorder.
Like, think, yeah, where Roger at?
What?
Where the fuck Roger at?
Yo.
Come to the shit.
Yo.
It's like,
yo, you know what I noticed, yo? How dope Fresh Prince was. Like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because me and my girl just binge watched it last three or 4 days. You know what I mean?
It's classic.
Like, I didn't know how dope it was until I started listening to it.
It's not going like that. It's classic.
Word. Like,
especially at the time it came out.
Word.
It was like super rare. Like, it didn't fit in everything else.
Yo, I'm happy it turned out the way it did. Because at first it was going to be Kid and Play. It was going to be.
I went to either one, though.
What?
I think Kid and Play was, you know, I would say either one because they both was commercially accepted.
But I don't think it would have been as.
Yeah, but after the success of House Party, though.
Right.
It could have probably
worked. Yeah, commercial wise.
Because House Party is classic.
But could you see Kid acting out the role when Will found us following him?
But what would Play be? Where would Play be? If it was Kid and Play, what would Play play?
I can see.
What would Play, I want to say Double Play, what would Play's part be?
I can see Play being Fresh Prince.
Okay,
K being Jazzy.
Jazzy?
Jazzy, yeah.
But see, his part is so weak. Because he pops up once in a while. And then when he does, he gets thrown out the fucking door. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's the same scene.
I think it felt the way it's supposed to happen, I guess. But I respect both.
But I don't see Kid having a long range of acting.
I love Kid Play.
Me too. But I don't see him playing some of those serious roles.
Oh, no. But I feel like they had at least one more album in them.
Yeah.
Not even an album, but they had one more movie in them.
But did you see the podcast with Play? When he was talking about
when he wanted to
kill himself and all that? Huh?
Nah, whose podcast?
Oh, it was like some local thing that he had. It's on his IG, though. I forgot what it was.
Nah, see it. Because I think they got one more movie left in them, not an album.
Yeah, like,
but a movie.
What, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're talking about why they didn't do nothing else after that.
No, I think right now they could possibly pull off a movie, maybe. But music, no.
Like, no. I heard Kid came out with a song a few years ago that wasn't that bad.
Kid and Play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just Kid. But all he thought Play was the dope one on the lyrics. So.
No, Kid is the lyrical. If you gotta be lyrical.
Play is the dark skin one?
Yeah.
Kid is the.
you don't know Kid and Play? You don't different Kid and Play?
Kid is a Play. I like the darker black guy.
Yeah, I never heard nobody say, yo, is he the light skin or dark skin one? What?
I like Class Acts. Class Acts, fucking super fire.
Blake Brown.
Sorry, Blake Brown.
You guys, with all your hip hop
knowledge.
But no, I love
Kid.
I got Kid Play albums on my
phone. No, I love like people busting my balls on hip hop knowledge.
I love Kid Play.
Getting Funky's hard as hell.
Yeah, the first album got mad hard shit on it. Especially for that time.
You know what I really like? Nice and Smooth.
Yep, yeah, that's another one.
It's like 7-1s, you know?
No, Nice Blue, I love Nice Blue, but especially the second album.
Oh, matter of fact,
sometimes I'm wrong slow, sometimes I'm quick.
Yo, yeah, my uncle did that same mess. He was like, it's smooth.
No, what about
the light skin
Let It Go? Think you better Let It Go?
Yo, my uncle was like, it's smooth, the light skin one of
the dark. Oh, you don't know who Craig Knight, Craig Knight and Smooth B?
No, my uncle.
No, I'm saying he didn't know the difference.
Yeah, because he was like, that's my uncle that I was telling you about. He think Run DMC sold out.
Oh, the one that's in the Melly Mel video.
Yeah. No, he's in the LL video.
No, he's in the Melly Mel video.
I need love.
The way he's talking,
He's one of those randoms in like those club videos.
Yeah. I hope I had 50 zippers on jacket.
He was on 1650 Sedgwick.
He definitely had 50 zippers on jacket.
He lived in the apartment next to Cool Herc.
Yeah, he had a spike belt on.
Boy, yo, yeah. All that. He had the members only.
He had the spike belt.
He was looking like Turbo. He had the rubber bands around his sweatpants.
No bullshit, though.
What?
Yo. I'm tired of shit.
Woo!
You say you tired and
everything. Yeah,
you
tired.
Say woo!
Yeah, I was like, yo, you got a coke outside? Yeah.
Coke?
You just came in with, like, yo.
Too tired.
Yo, how you smoke a cigarette that fast?
I smoked it half and just throw it, you know?
And that's it? You just wasting cigarettes?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got it like that, you know?
No, bro. You know, like, you mean you just smoking it like that and throwing them out there?
Yeah.
Or you just saving it, clipping it and saving it?
No.
You're not saving it?
No. Because I don't like the smell.
It's still the same cigarette, man.
No. Clip cigarettes smell gross. I don't like it at all. Okay.
Yo. I never smoked a cigarette in my life, but
for real,
all smelled the same.
Wait, you never smoked a cigarette?
Nah,
ever?
Nah, never.
So I'm okay. That's not as crazy though. You never been to a strip club though. Never been to a strip club.
Never.
So you never had a lap dance or no shit?
Nah.
What the fuck? Nah. Yo, where your mama at?
Yo, huh? My mama in New York.
Then call your mom right now.
We don't talk.
call somebody.
Cause
you
should have
been to
a
strip club right now.
Ah, yo, I always say, yo, forgive me, one good woman, I can have all that.
No, that's great, and it's true.
And but, that's what I do right
it's
now.
But it's true. You're right.
Right.
But it still had the experience at least being there one time.
I don't like that.
Around a bunch of chicks who don't know you and they're willing to spread their ass open just because.
But that's the thing. Melo V can walk anywhere in that cat.
Hey, well, I'm walking with you.
I'm walking with you with my camera on. Where we going?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yo, the strip club is part of, history.
I just never could get into it, yo. Like, because I'm like, I want something nobody else is getting.
No, that's the truth. That's why you don't wipe the stripper.
Yeah, but still.
I
understand.
Don't wipe the stripper.
Yeah, I understand the difference. But yeah. I never felt like I wanted to give a random girl on the street some money. So why I'm gonna give her even a dollar?
They pay for service. Like if you paid to watch a porn, if you ever bought a porn,
nah,
you never bought a porn in your life.
Bought one?
Yeah. That means yes. You paused too long.
Nah.
Too long.
When I was
too long. So yes, that's a yes.
Pay per view.
Okay, so you paid
pay per view.
Yeah, same going strip club dude.
12 years old.
Yo, matter of fact, that's worse.
Channel 58 than,
yo, listen,
with the light on.
Listen, that's worse than sugar. Because you paid money to watch some naked bitches on a screen.
I used to watch money on the stream. I was like 13.
But you could pay to get the ass right here and touch it.
Yeah.
But why are you paying to get a pay-per-view show?
I was 13.
You're young, yeah.
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 But
13, you was already watching Cinemax with the screen all fucked up.
Yeah, yo, with the scramble vision.
The scramble
vision. Yeah, because we had the cable box. I remember it was channel 58.
Side A,
with
side
the light, yeah, with the light on.
Side A,
side B. That had a preset.
Watching scramble joint.
Word, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I figured out, like, if it was a white background, the picture would actually show up for a second or two.
That's like a master.
That was heavy in the game. You know what I mean? Late night, Cinemax.
I never met somebody who never did strip club. That's crazy.
And the unicorn, man.
Don't say that.
Paul, oh, yeah.
You look up what unicorn is?
Yeah.
Trust me, don't say that.
Don't
do that.
See, Mike, because he said all that say stuff at the beginning of the episode.
The what? The shit stuff?
Don't remind them.
What, about Hitler?
Nope.
Yo!
Unicorns?
Yo!
Yeah, unicorns.
Well, you know, I'm a... Like, what's a rare animal?
There's no rare animals on
Earth. It is.
Either they're here or they're gone.
No,
it's elephants.
Dangerous. Elephant.
You
talking like an elephant?
Yeah, elephant and one. You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst reference ever.
What, the elephant?
Like an elephant?
No, yeah. Him too. I was like, yeah, elephant. Yeah. Him too, jumping on the elephant. Ray Kwan,
yeah. Hey, Ray Kwan.
The song called Rushing Elephants.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
What, the song?
Yeah. Every, I forgot you liked that album.
Rushing Elephants. What?
You remember that song, 8 Diagrams?
Yeah.
This one was
George Clooney. George Clooney?
8 Diagrams.
What George, Ray Kwan featuring Young, what?
George, you mean George Clinton?
No, George Clooney.
No, George Clooney is definitely on the Who album.
Well, he's dead. He died too. Everyone's dead or dying on Who albums.
Are you recording?
I'm scared. Yeah, I'm having a nervous breakdown.
You know the fans. Yeah, we're talking about. You said George Clooney.
George Clooney.
We're talking about George Clinton. Clinton.
Ah, okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, Wolves. Wolves. That's not Russian Elephants.
Wolves.
You don't like Russian Elephants?
No, I don't like the album.
I don't like nothing on the album.
Yeah, the album's a piece of shit.
So that's your fucking explanation? Why don't you like Russian Elephants? I don't like the
same reason I don't like ketchup. When I taste it, it's gross. I don't like ketchup. I don't gotta explain it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. I don't like it. There's no real reason. There's no scientific reason. I don't like it. When I hear it, it makes me uncomfortable. It's unpleasing. It's whack. I'd rather hear Bismarck.
I'm with you. I'm all with you. Yeah.
I'd rather hear Bismarck album. Yeah. And I hate Bismarck.
You hate him?
Yeah. He's whack.
What?
He's mad overrated. I don't give a fuck no Bismarck album. I ain't no Bismarck. Yeah.
Bismarck, I don't know. What was it?
I give two fucks about Bismarck album.
See, that's how I feel about Run DMC and shit.
Nope, can't shake hands on that. Run DMC?
Beastie Boys, come on. I'm just saying, Beastie
Boys.
How I feel.
Beastie Boys?
That's
yeah.
how I feel.
Run DMC? No. Yeah, Beastie Boys. Yeah.
Lower your hip hop walls.
What?
Hey, what? Your hip hop walls, man. Ball? Yeah, you be having like these dividers and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
You got to buy whack shit from good shit.
No. Yo, Mike, what you think?
You said Run DMC is whack.
What you think?
I didn't say Run DMC is whack.
You said I don't like them.
I don't like. That's way different. Come on.
No, it's the same thing.
It's pretty much the same thing.
No.
Yo. Okay, is Run DMC dope to you?
No.
Yo. Okay. Yo, so what is Coolio rank at for you?
You trying to be slick.
Well, that's a good one.
It's funny. That's funny, man. No, it is.
That's a good one. I like Coolio.
Coolio. No.
Especially the first album. Coolio's dope.
What? All the songs I know is...
First album is dope.
Gangsta Paradise.
No, the song before that, then.
Yeah.
The first album is dope.
What's the first... What's
it Takes a Thief.
Yeah.
It Takes a Thief. I know. What's the song? What's the song?
Fantastic Voyage.
I'm in love with a gangster. Sonic.
He's talking about Slide Slide. Fantastic Voyage. Yeah. Fantastic Voice.
Okay.
You're about to tip out this
shit. That's fire.
Oh,
you don't like that?
I'm a Slippity Slide.
You don't like that song?
I do like Slippity Slide. What joint were you talking about, bud?
Gates of Paradise is later.
I know. Yeah, no, he's talking about something different.
I'm in love with a thug. What was it?
I'm in love with a thug?
Yeah, Sam.
It was album good.
Yeah. Do you know that album or do you just know the song, the single?
No, I can remember the cover and everything.
Do you remember? Like I remember.
Looks like a label maker friend.
I remember.
What? It's like, come on.
No.
Label maker friend.
Yes, The Way to Texas.
Come on.
Text is like, is that like printer?
Stamps. Yeah.
It is like that.
It's all white.
It's like you got to decipher drunk talk.
What I'm saying. For me, I speak different languages. But it's like hieroglyphics for your ears.
We're not going that far.
You the type that...
Like it's hieroglyphics.
Speaking
of hieroglyphics, let me go on there. We're recording. What? Hieroglyphics. How you feel about hieroglyphics?
I think it's... Oh, the group?
As a group. As a collective.
Okay, I had their album, Third Eye Vision.
As a group, though. Who you like, who you don't like?
I like fucking Del. I think Del's fine.
You don't like Soul's Mission?
No, see, this is a weird
thing. Who do you like?
Okay, Del.
Okay. Dev?
Casual.
You like Casual better than Soul's Mischief?
Dude, you're already ranking. No, listen, you start ranking from a negative perspective. You're like, who do you like?
All right, how about
I say Del. You say, Del better than Soul's Mischief?
Do you like Soul's Mischief?
Yeah.
I got
it. It doesn't sound like you believe it.
Yeah, but I like Del the most. Honestly, if it wasn't for Del, I probably wouldn't like really check for them like that.
What's your favorite Del album? There is a right and wrong answer to this.
I know.
The joint, meter is.
The joint where he's on the cover.
Where he's on the cover.
with the boombox, with the Hyrule logo.
But I'm going to make you figure it out.
The bomb. The bomb. Something about the bomb.
No, alarm. I ain't close.
Huh?
I ain't close. The bomb.
The bomb. Said the bomb. Yo, alarm. You talking about the crisscross album?
All yeah, you're getting close.
All the alarms are off.
Yeah, you're getting close. Getting close.
No pause for alarm.
Nope.
No pause for alarm. Nope.
Close. Close though. Very close. This is entertaining.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
you know, right?
Alarm.
Wait, you know, right? There's no need for alarm.
What did I just say before?
You
I
said no pause for alarm. You said the bomb.
Dude, you're like
you said a bunch of other fuck.
You said
my
you said about milkshake.
You're like my
you said about milkshake.
You're a stickler.
What?
You're a stickler. Come on, I was so close, bro. And what was
so
even
close,
the point?
So close is so not close. It's not
Del,
correct.
Del, casual, souls of mischief. A plus.
A plus.
He's
part of souls of mischief.
It's two A pluses though, right?
Yeah. A plus from the East Coast.
Who else is in there? Who else is in there?
Domino.
I'm not super familiar with this shit.
Okay.
Sweet potato pie.
Do you like souls of mischief though?
Sweet potato pie.
I don't like sweet potato pie.
You don't like? Okay. Do you like those mischief?
Dude, it tastes like carrots.
I don't like sweet potato pie. It tastes like carrots.
Yo, we talking
about. I'm glad we're recording right now.
Yo, we're talking about Domino.
No, that's Cordova.
Domino's? No, I'm talking about. I see, recently, I went to New Orleans.
What the fuck?
Recently, I went to New Orleans and I tried sweet potato french fries.
Right, let go.
And they taste like carrots.
Word?
Like carrot fries.
So you sounded like. Mm. Yeah. That's a. It sounds like you traveled solely to do all this for that. When you can get that in the frozen freezer.
Yes, son. Yeah. You sound like a lunatic right now. Yeah, you said, we talk about Sweet Potato Pie, the Domino song, and then you said some shit about Sweet Potato Pie tastes like carrots and some other shit. We're talking about the song.
I don't know.
By Domino.
Yeah. So, what kind of song is it? Is it good?
What kind of song is it?
I don't recall it. You got D'Angelo with pies and pie here.
D'Angelo with pies?
Devil with pie. That? Blackberry pie or whatever.
Who's blackberry pie?
No.
What song is that?
Pigeon pie.
Pigeon pie?
Game of Thrones. Yeah, MC, you know, North. MC North.
MC North. MC you know what?
MC North.
Wait, what is MC pigeon North. Pie? Wait, what is pigeon pie?
I don't know, but there's a lot of songs about pies.
Son, you said pigeon pie.
I don't really like any songs.
No, I need to be aware of this.
Yo,
what is pigeon pie?
Westeros. Do you smoke?
Do you smoke
Game of Thrones? Do I smoke Game of Thrones? It's the oil, fine. Man.
What's I don't know what kind of oil you got, but I need to stay away from it.
Right.
Let me know what it is so I can stay away from it. Right. Yo, you wild.
Yo.
What is pigeon pie?
I think it's a thing.
I think it's an old school pie. You know what pigeon pie is?
Why would she know? She's not from Westeros.
I don't
know
either.
She's not from Westeros.
You ever heard of pigeon pie? Pigeon pie. I think so.
Something.
Where's the phone at?
Dude, even if it wasn't.
There's a pictures.
So?
The motherfucker's gone.
He's gonna be the cover of this.
This is gonna be the cover. Yeah, this. And this is the cover.
Oh, right.
Oh, what's that? Pigeon pie. The pigeon pie episode.
Yo.
So what kind of pie is that? It's an old school pie.
He said it's not a pie.
Yo, he said like it's like 40 years old.
That's an old school pie.
Y'all don't know about that shit.
Yeah, like middle ages.
Y'all don't know about the old school pie. It's pigeon pie.
That's like
pigeon pie.
Yo,
what kind of pie is that?
It's
that old school pie.
Yo, you got the devil talking through you.
Yeah, or Satan. You shout out Satan. See what happens? See what happens when you shout out Satan?
Could be.
Yes, pigeon pie.
Yeah.
Who you shout out Satan?
Ooh.
He said, shout out to Satan.
He said that top of the podcast, too.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
He was trying to juju was, yeah.
Yeah, bad juju. What?
No, I psychological.
Nah, you brought bad juju because you said.
No, I used to be more crazy, but now I psycho less. Bars, come on.
No, but
bars no. Off the juju thing.
No, bars dude. Are what dude. Kind of pie? Pigeon pie.
Dude,
it's an old school pie. That's bars.
That you don't put on the window.
To yeah, cool that's bars. See,
that was the real highlight. Yeah, this is not a pie that you put on the windowsill.
This is the commercial for why you don't drink this.
What, Ray and nephew?
Yeah.
Dude, fuck Ray and his nephew. I don't even know if they're related.
You want to fuck Ray and nephew? Here, here's some more.
No, I'm good. I'm totally good.
You already threw up in a trash bag and put it outside.
Dude, and that was such an organized throw up. Like, boom, boom. Whew. Wham, bam, thank you, bam. It was just gone.
It's an organized throw. Yo, I planned that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I planned it. I know it's going to throw up.
I didn't.
I knew about that. I planned it.
I didn't, but on my feet, I was able to adapt.
Wait, so what's the organized throw up then?
The way I did.
Sounds like you planned it.
You know, but I wanted to use the bathroom, but Hector was in the bathroom. You know, not a big deal.
So he went in the trash bag.
See, I'm able to adapt. So then I'm going to the trash.
So I go in the kitchen. I just changed trash, right?
And here, I was so getting in the trash.
He walks by me with a little bag like this, and he goes.
He revealed to me he's a germaphobe. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He said, no, I got some more trash.
I didn't want to pass
this. He didn't know what it was.
He just brought a bag and slapped it on my shoulder and walked into the house and shit.
See, I got some more trash.
Yo, he walked behind me. He walked out the door like B-Rabbit with the trash.
Yeah, I was like, yo, he's like, I'm out of here. Fuck y'all, I'm out of here. He had a bag of vomit. I saw you walking. I was like, wait. I was like, what the fuck?
But you didn't even ask until I went in
the
kitchen
and the trash bag was gone. That's why I was like, yo, what happened to the trash? No, I had to vomit. That's what I was like. Oh, you vomited dressed? No, cool, whatever. But he didn't tell me. So when I went in the kitchen, I thought it was crazy because I just put a bag in there. Then when I went back in there, it was gone. So he walked by me with a little bag tied in a knot. I was like, yeah, we go outside. Because where's trash? He's like, oh, it's over there. But I'm thinking, why has he got a little bag of trash? I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, oh, why you got a little bag of trash? Until you told me. Well, he threw up and then he didn't want nobody to see it, so he brought it outside and tied it up in a knot.
Yeah. So, yo, very respectful, very clean. Very respectful? Yeah.
Him?
Yeah, I'm good.
Man, he hasn't been drinking. No. In a while.
No.
No, him, he's been going on drinking. He knows better, he's learned. He's been drinking. He threw up from this and still drinks some more of it.
I threw up to the next day.
Brave soul. Brave soul right here. So you know what? He said, what kind of pie? Pigeon pie.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what the fuck is pigeon pie? He said, it's an old school pie. What the fuck is an old school pie?
Yo.
How old you got me to know what that is then?
Dude, I feel like you're...
You make me want to Google pigeon pie.
Pigeon pie.
I haven't done it yet, but you make me want to Google it.
Yo, you got a
pigeon pie.
Come on, you have to go crazy. I'm the most sane. I'm super sane. That's the thing.
No, it's a thing. It is a thing.
That's the hilarious part.
It is a thing. What the fuck is that? Pigeon pie with bramble gravy.
What's bramble?
It looks like a dumpling or something. Look at that shit. It's a real thing, though.
Oh.
It is a real thing. But why did you say that tonight? Because it's not here.
Talking about Domino you brought up.
Yeah, how did that come up, though?
Because we were talking about different songs that had pie in the title.
Right, and you said pigeon pie.
And
so is there a song called pigeon pie?
No, that was the joke. I was saying, you know, we got songs like freaking Devil's, whatever.
I don't think we was talking about
that. Okay, no, this is what I think. This is what I think. I think you freestyled that. You said pigeon pie randomly, and then it just happened to be a real thing.
No, I knew it was
You didn't know it was a real thing.
I don't think you knew it was a real thing.
I was just
going through my head of different pies to make the joke with.
So randomly, you always got different pies in your mind?
I always have everything in my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's always...
So what do you drink? Ski-Lo.
Ski-Lo. That's mad random.
How's his album?
I put him at a certain level. I know he wishes
what
that
level?
He was taller.
He
was taller on the list, but he just...
He's at a level? He gets a level?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he ranked then?
Yeah, in the level of, Jersey Shore. Basically, the goats of Jersey Shore. You know, CeeLo, I also think, Guess My Weight.
What? Guess My Weight?
Guess My Weight.
Put this over there.
Frisbee Toss, you know.
Who's that far away from him?
A bumper car.
Yeah.
These are all Jersey Shore greats.
What about Paperboy? Diddy.
Oh shit, Paperboy.
Paperboy's pretty cool. And I was a Paperboy, so I could relate to his struggle. You know?
What, the Diddy with you? That's all?
No, Paperboy.
Let's get serious. Where you rank Mace?
I don't really like Mace that much. Mm. He sounds like he has Down syndrome. Or like, like he had a stroke. Like half his body sounds
no,
like
no, I agree with that.
It sounds that used to be the rumor.
I do agree with that. He does sound like
the other side has a lot of shit. So,
how many you want
one half of a person is pretty good.
Half of a person?
You know Mace's head, right?
Who, Cassidy? You know Cassidy, he's another brain damage guy.
Huh?
Did you say Cassidy?
No.
What did you say? What are you talking about?
Other brain damage people.
Cassidy's not brain damage.
Oh, I forgot all about
him. No, he was.
Well, he's not brain damage.
You don't think so?
Wait, he still had that battle with Disaster after the accident.
And he rapped like a guy who was in a severe car accident.
He won that battle. What are you talking about?
Yeah, still.
He had to go through some serious rehab, though. I mean,
I'm sure he did.
Yo, did Cassidy not win that battle?
Yeah.
Against this?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we can't say that he's damaged.
We can say he's damaged.
Yeah, but not damaged enough.
We can say, hey, a guy with brain damage won the battle.
But we know Disaster is fire.
He might have brain damage, too. We don't know. This is a fucking,
after another side of this, you might be brain damaged.
I am. I'm definitely brain damaged. Right.
That's questionable.
I got another one for you. So what do you rank? What you call it? What do you rank?
Pity Pablo?
Yeah, why is Petey Pablo in your mind?
Yo, I wasn't even thinking about it.
Because I was just thinking about Green MCs. Top notch.
I was just thinking about Green MCs.
Yeah, people that make Petey Pablo concept songs.
So you say he's top five?
No, I was just thinking about great storytellers.
Top 10?
Storytellers.
Storytellers?
Petey Pablo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't name one
story.
Song.
No, he had
you
a story.
You can't name one song.
It was about a shirt. It was like something about a shirt. It did something.
Something about a shirt.
I think
I know what you're talking about, but no, I ain't going to tell you.
The feds
I ain't
going to
tell you, but I know
you're
talking about.
No, the feds were there because there was helicopters.
The
helicopters came.
You said the feds were there. No, it's not the helicopters came.
Yo.
He's talking about waving his shirt in the air like a helicopter.
Yo.
Yeah.
The helicopters weren't there.
You think it's waving his shirt like it's art, Wes. Jesus. It's art.
What do you think of Arrested Development?
My favorite wrestler?
Arrested Development.
Okay, listen. Oh, I really like Arrested Development because...
Oh, shoot.
You like Arrested Development?
I do. Can I have a real serious story? Yeah.
Try. You can try. All
right. So, when I was growing up, like we said, my family went through the freaking, you know, white fucking country music phase. So, transitioning from that... Damn, I got stuff like fragments going everywhere. So transitioning from that to hip hop, Arrested Development was like a good positive rap group that my dad and family, you know what I'm saying?
So your
my white
rocking
parents.
With Arrested Development?
He's yeah, Tennessee. Oh fuck yeah, yeah. Dad loved it. Mm-hmm. Then we got to Killer Priest later, but we had to go through Arrested Development to get.
I was saying there's a big gap from there to Killer Priest, but okay. So your father was rocking.
So what was like your favorite bar from all?
I can't tell you one.
Mr.
Wendell.
You can't tell you one.
Yeah, Mr. Wendell. I don't know, something about positivity and like I see the smile from you and me or some shit like that. I don't know. But it really is, dude, it's not about lyrics. It's about
no,
the
no. Arrested Development is serious contenders for Eat a Dick Award.
Why?
Eat a Dick.
Speech?
We had an episode about that.
Yeah, Speech. Eat a Dick.
Because Speech, he's the type, he want to rap, but then shit on everybody.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with that.
Dude, I'm not
fuck out of here. No, fuck out of
here. You remember Arrested Development?
I'm not the spokesman for Arrested Development on the fucking greater New England area. I'm just a guy that has an Arrested Development tape, and his dad was like, oh, that's less harmful than Tupac. Yeah, my dad would just do this whole fucking thing.
She calls Nas. She calls Nas. She's like, Nas. I like that Nas album. I'm like, who the fuck is Nas?
What about Tupac Shaker?
You know, Tupac Shaker.
Yeah, he was like a real revolutionary.
He's a Tupac Shaker.
He was a missionary.
I never heard of myself Shaker, though. I never heard of myself Shaker.
Yo. Tupac Shaker.
That's ill. Tupac Shaker. You know? That's ill right there. I got to remember that
so
shit.
What about Ying Yang Twins?
What are they, like Buddhists? Sort of Hindu. Right.
Next question.
Yeah, medicine.
Like, how you feel about... Who you like?
The Young Buds. I like the Young Buds. You know
the Young Buds.
Young Bloods.
Oh, Young Buds. Fuck that. Who you like from the South? As a real like the adult.
Jeezy.
Who else?
Best friend.
Wayne.
We're not going to talk about Wayne.
So.
Can't talk about Wayne.
Arrested Development, Young Money, all, you know.
When you say Young Money, who
young
do you mean?
Young Money.
Wait, who do you mean?
So gutter, one of your favorites.
Gutter, J Mills.
Oh, and hell rock, no. So you rock that shit on a regular.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You lying
I
like
that one right here.
You lying like
that. Dude, I could have it on right now.
Why so, you say Young Money, though?
So you still playing Roger Dutt?
yeah, in my bedroom. Yes. Yeah. Arrested Development, Young Money, Castaway.
Yeah, too. How do you even say sentence?
Public Enemy.
That's your dream collab, yo? Arrested Development?
Yeah. I'm coming out.
Brick Squad. Brick Squad.
Who's in Brick Squad?
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, who else? Who's in Brick Squad?
Rakim.
Eric Smooth.
Smooth.
And then CL Smooth's in the group.
CL Smooth in this
podcast.
No, CL Smooth, Silver Rings.
Because we love CL Smooth in this podcast.
And Dave Grohl.
Right? Yeah. CL Smooth's the mascot.
Dave Grohl from the
Army. Cool, it's that thin line between if I don't know if you twist it or trolling us right now.
Because you said CL Smooth.
He said some wild shit just now.
Well, yo, what's your thoughts on Why Is He Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think, right there. Yeah, I think, you know, he's born.
He Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's the way he would knowledge born, you know, in wisdom. Oh. I don't know, he would destroy and rebuild on songs sometimes. It would be so cool, you know.
Mike then, over here dropping even when he's,
yeah, well, you know, he would have cipher, you know, and that understanding, you know. Everything that is always
what will
shall
be. I don't know.
You know, Papa Wu quotes, you know.
Papa Wu quotes.
Everything that is what always will be.
Poor Righteous Teachers is way Jersey. Before Jersey. Wu, Papa Wu.
I know. Jersey. Newark.
Jersey.
Newark.
Yeah,
Jersey.
You're from Jersey.
Yeah, son.
Are you supposed to be recording this?
Wes acts like, dude, are you trolling me trying to troll you? Well, yeah. He's trolling about freaking Wise Intelligent. Yeah. Fucking, dude.
I'm documenting everything.
And goddamn.
Wild shit right now.
Freaking, Lakim Shabazz and shit.
Lakim Shabazz?
Lakim Shabazz? Oh.
I'm going to give you a generic question just because.
What's your thoughts on
X? No, I got to give him a generic question.
Are you, like, recording me with a camera right now?
No, I'm recording you with a phone. So, generic question right here.
Generic.
Favorite white MC?
Me?
You got to be generic. Me? You can't say yourself. That's super generic to say yourself.
What's not generic? MC Search?
No, anybody that you like that you listen
I like
to.
Search like
Who do you listen to that's not you?
Moby.
MC.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Who?
The Eagles. You know,
I don't know. It's MC, right? You heard it's MC, right?
I don't know. I wasn't prepared.
Right, Milkbone?
So. Milkbone, yes. Bubber Sparks.
Bubber Sparks. Bubber. He said Bubber Sparks. Yes. Bubber also, Sparks is
white, yeah, also is Smiles and South Star.
Whoa.
Only one of them is white, right?
They are.
Duo. Come
on. That's the one with the Chinese dude.
Yeah. One. Jin. Yeah.
Jin is not part of South Star. That's not Jin.
He's an ninja.
That's not Jin.
Security.
Jin is garbage.
Yeah, that's not Jin. Karate Security.
Jin is definitely better than Smiles and South Star, though.
Okay.
You gonna learn Chinese?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
I don't know.
No one's
like,
gonna learn Chinese.
Who do you like as a white artist in hip hop?
Cage.
Right. See, that's a real answer right there. Okay, Cage. There you go.
Yeah, Slane.
Slane. Slane, I respect that. Slane.
Yo, bro.
Slane slept on like a motherfucker.
Slane's very dope.
Underrated.
Yeah. He's in Boston. And he gets that Boston love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Underrated. We've had some interactions with him. He's always been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Underrated. Yeah. Underrated.
Yeah. He didn't really like fucking Fallen so much. He said Fallen sounded like a black guy. I don't know what that means.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me either.
Huh?
So he said,
What's your thoughts on Paul Wall?
Paul Wall?
Yes.
Where'd you come up with Paul Wall?
I just want to see what he thinks.
You just throwing out any white dude.
Yeah.
Yo, like Paul Wall.
Yeah, he's one of the top.
First of all, I like Paul Wall.
So hell yeah, I love Paul Wall.
He's one of the top. You know,
I like Paul Wall.
Lyrical roller skaters in the Houston area. Lyrical roller skaters. Yeah, the metro Houston, Dallas, you know, Montgomery district. I think Paul Wall, he's really doing his thing over there. I wish him all the success in the world. Also,
yo, Paul Wall's going to put a hit out.
Paul Walters.
He got, yo.
Paul.
Fuck around.
I would never mess with Paul Wall. I don't mess with anybody.
Jay Prince gonna call you about this shit.
I would love if Jay Prince would call me. Yo! You love if he calls you? Yeah. Bored or something. Hey, Jay Prince. What's up, man?
You just titled the whole episode. I would love if Jay Prince calls me.
Why not?
His damn episode.
You know?
Yeah. Why not? Do you know the reasons why Jay Prince shouldn't call you?
Rumors.
Yo, I'm making a bonus segment just to catch the rest of
it. Jay Prince is what people think Suge Knight was.
Yeah.
People think Suge Knight was Jay Prince is.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.